Good morning. Welcome to EMP. Let us start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for a good day that we can gather together in this house. We gather to seek you, Father, ask your blessing and then leading in our life, Father. We pray that the word cover our heart and mind so that we have peace during all situation. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Brothers and sisters, I love this page. Yeah. And also this page, same with my name. Peace, Shalom, Salam, and Selamat. So when I read this, oh yeah, my name is, the meaning of my name is Salam. Salam means peace. So I need to have all peace in my whole life. In Chinese word, we can say Ping An. So yeah, Ping An means, it doesn't mean you don't have problem. You have problem. But in your heart, you have Ping An. So you can pass your day by day with joy from God. This verse come from Jesus, is part of farewell teaching of Jesus. So before Jesus left the disciple, Jesus gave a bunch of teaching for disciple. Farewell teaching of Jesus start from John 14. Yeah, after he gave a great commandment so that every disciple must love each other, then Jesus start to talk about he will leave the disciple. After he said he will leave the disciple, there are a lot of change from the disciple. Before, the disciple have high esteem, high spirit, and high power. They think that it is the time to start revolution, to fight with the Roman Empire, and then to start to build kingdom of David. But no, Jesus didn't talk about physical kingdom. Jesus talked about spiritual kingdom that start from his death on the cross. Because of this understanding, the disciple changed from high esteem become low esteem, high spirit become low spirit, and then low power. And then they're so sad. When they're so sad, Jesus give this kind of teaching, and Jesus talk about he will go to prepare a room and then give the Holy Spirit. And the most famous verse is John 14, 27, talk about peace I live with you. So after Jesus say, peace I live with you, let your heart, do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Brothers and sisters, I believe this verse also have relation, connection with our life today. Today, we live in Hong Kong especially, we face a lot of problem. For example, COVID-19 have not finished. But of course, in Hong Kong, in these few days, we find zero case in Hong Kong. But around the world, the number getting more and getting more. It's very fast from 1 million to 2 million to 3 million, now become 5 million. Yeah, especially in my country, Indonesia, yeah, the number not going down, but getting more and more. And you can imagine Indonesia is a big country from Sumatra to Papua, live in city and in village. It's very difficult to trace, to find where is the source of COVID-19. And then some of them cannot go to anywhere. They are stressed. That's why government find a way how to release this kind of stress. Go back to Hong Kong. Last Sunday, we are so happy we can start our worship. Even though we cannot put 100 people, but at least with a small room, we can fit 50 people. Yeah. Sister come. But when we start second service, I open the window and I look up. Oh my goodness, a lot of people protest. How can they go home? Some of the members say, sorry, I cannot come to Causeway Bay, blah, 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 blah. And we are so sad. We face COVID-19, now we have another problem. Protests start again. And then many people, they cannot do their plan. They have a lot of plans. They cannot go out. They just stay at Hong Kong. And for some people who come to Hong Kong, if they stay for 3 days, they are so happy. 3 days mean first day Disneyland, second day Ocean Park, and then the third day is shopping. But for us who stay at Hong Kong for 3 months, do not go to anything. We just go for work, come back, go for work, come back. And then our food is first day char siew fan, second day Pratt, the third day McDonald's. And then we try all the food around us and we feel boring. And we feel that, is there any future in this kind of situation? Brothers and sisters, that's why I say I love this page. Because this first brings us to feel that God in Jesus already gives us peace. As long we have peace, then we can overcome our situation. That's why when I saw a picture about peace, there are two pictures. The first picture, they draw a beautiful mountain with sunshine. They call this picture mean peace. Yes, I like this situation. I dream I want to stay in this area when I retired. Yeah. Two mountain, green grass, yeah. And then in the morning I can hear the birds singing. Yeah. No need to open YouTube to find the song. Just hear how the birds sing. This is called peace. Another picture, brothers and sisters, dark, raining, yeah. And then the tree shaking. But in the midst of the tree, there are a small bird and then smile with its mother. Which one is called peace? Not the first one, but the second one. Why? Because this small bird stay with their parents. Same. Jesus say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. That means we already have this kind of peace in our heart to overcome trouble, worry, and fear. What kind of peace that Jesus already gave it to us? First, brothers and sisters, Jesus gave us peace with God. Let us open 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and give us the ministry of reconciliation. Brothers and sisters, before verse 18, we read verse 17. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, He is a new creature. Christ died on the cross. As a result of his death, he made reconciliation between God and us. Between God and us. Because he already reconciliation between us and God, so that we have peace in God. In Romans chapter 5, told us that with this kind of reconciliation, we can come through God, through Jesus Christ. That's why we call our God as a Father. Because we call God as a Father, on verse 17 said, therefore anyone in Christ, he is a new creature. We become new creature because we have reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ. Reconciliation bring peace. Peace bring blessing. Without peace, blessing from God cannot come in our life. We must have peace first, and then after that, blessing from God. And the most important for us that this, no one can give us this kind of peace unless only Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ paid our sin penalty. He died on the cross, and that's why bring peace in our lives. Peace with God. This is number one. Number two, peace with you. Peace with God, peace with you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let us open Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Brothers and sisters, when peace rules in your heart, that means you can accept yourself. Yeah. Everybody have competition feeling in their heart. People tend to compare. Even we as a parent, sometimes we make this kind of mistake. For first child, oh, I love him, blah, 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 blah. For the fourth child, we lack of love. We compare which one get higher score in the school, which one can sing well, which one. We have this kind of comparison. Because of this kind of comparison, sometimes make hurt feeling, bitterness in everybody. That's why sometimes some people, they don't like themselves. They lost peace. But when he believes Jesus Christ, he can see and he can feel that God already accepts he or she, whatever who they are. God accepts. Because this kind of acceptance, then he has peace in their life. For example, we can see that a Samaritan woman, yeah, she has low esteem. That's why whenever she go to take the water, she do it in the noontime where the sun shine very hot. Why? Because she didn't want to see everybody. She feels sorry with herself. And she feels shame. That's why she closed her face with a big jar in order to avoid her from other people. Look at Zacchaeus. Yeah. No one wants to play with Zacchaeus. Yeah. Although Zacchaeus has a lot of money, but he feels inferior for himself. But both Samaritan woman and Zacchaeus, after they met Jesus, they have joy. Why, brothers and sisters? Because they accept themselves. The power to accept ourselves comes from peace from God. That's why Paul said, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. If we have peace of Christ, then we will not blaming our situation. We will not jealous. But we always think, okay, the situation is not too good. How can I do? How can I survive? I do not survive by myself, but by God. This is the second peace. Peace with you. The third one, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier, the dividing wall, but abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandment contained its ordinance, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to the death the enmity. He himself is our peace. When we have peace in our heart, then we can peace with others. Yeah. So it's very systematic. Peace with God, peace with self, and peace with other. Paul talked this kind of peace to Ephesian people so that they can love each other. No Jews, no non-Jews. All become one family. All become one family. Why, brothers and sisters? Because they have peace in God. So beautiful, this kind of peace that Jesus gave to the disciple. No wonder, if you follow the book of Acts, after they received the Holy Spirit from Acts chapter 2 till the end of the book, we can see that no more fear and worry in the life of disciple. Even though they have so many problems, start from Stephen to Paul, they have a lot of problems. Persecuted by Roman and by the Jews, but still they have joy because they have peace in Jesus. Do this kind of peace can overcome COVID-19 and our situation? Okay, let's say if I don't want to say you, I use myself as an example. If I have COVID-19, first, I go to hospital to do physical checkup. Wait for 8 hours. And then after 8 hours, the doctor come and say, oh yeah, selamat, you have COVID-19. You cannot go home. And then they will move me to another room. And then I need to stay at the hospital for 14 days, for 28 days. So from hospital to quarantine. And then I feel some painful in my body, maybe difficult to swallow or something. Yeah. And then after 20 days, not much improvement, and they put some ventilator to help me so I can breathe. Yeah, I use mask, it's difficult to breathe. Now I use ventilator to breathe. And then after that, no improve. They put me on ICU room. And then after that, they said to my wife, to my family, Selamat is gone. And then when they say selamat is gone, where I am? I am in heaven, brothers and sisters, because I believe Jesus Christ. Because I have the first peace, peace with God. That's why when I leave the world, then I for sure go to the heaven. What is the end of COVID-19? Bring you go to heaven. I use this kind of thinking. That's why I'm happy. Of course, brothers and sisters, I need to do protocol of new normal. Protocol of new normal, 3 things. First, use mask. Second, wash your hand. The third, social distancing. Yeah. But of course, on the outside, not in my room. How can I sleep social distancing with my wife? 2 meter, 2 meter. Cannot do like that. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, this kind of protocol, I follow this kind of protocol, but not with fear. Yeah. Not with fear. Because I know I have peace of God. That's why I say that peace of God can overcome not only COVID-19. Paul said, I can do everything through Him who give me power. Peace of God already give it to you and to me. Make sure, brothers and sisters, we have this kind of peace. With this peace, no trouble, no fear. He work with us. Last Sunday, I make promise for Mayfu sister that I want to visit them. When I saw many people in the street, I want to text them and say, sorry, I cannot come. But I have no peace. How can you say like that? You already promised. Then I go down and walk among them. I feel peace. Yeah, because I already pray, I feel peace. And then I took MTR, I stopped at Mayfu. One thing that I cannot bring from Causeway Bay, I cannot bring food for them. Then from Mayfu, I go to the market and I find durian so cheap. And I brought 3 durian for them. And then we open in the park, we ate. Now I need to go back to Causeway Bay again. When I go back to Causeway Bay, some exit already closed. Only few exits still open. I go out from exit D and then walk to the closest road and then go back to Patterson Road. And then I arrive. Nighttime, I go back. I feel peace. Why, brothers and sisters? Because I have Jesus in my heart. So I close my devotion with one time I read this verse. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world given do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. You give us peace that overcome trouble and fearful. Some of us feel worry, fear, and stress with the situation. But today we hear this good news. We pray that your peace control our heart and mind, Father. That's why this morning we come to you. We come asking the real peace flow in our heart. Thank you, Father, We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are my supply, my breath of life, still more awesome than I know. You are my reward, worth living for, still more awesome than I know. All of you is more than enough for all of me. Every need you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. You're my sacrifice, the greatest price, still more awesome than I know. You're the coming King, you are everything, still more awesome than I know. All of you is more than enough for all of me. And every need you satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough, more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every is more than enough. More than all I want, more than all I need, you are more than enough for me. More than all I know, more than all I can see, you are more than enough for me. More than all I want, more than all I need, you are more than enough for me. More than all I know, more than all I can see, you are more than enough. All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough, and all I have in you is more than enough, and all I have in you is more than enough.
Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time. We pray for community who are battling with cancer, doing chemotherapy, radiation. We pray that God help them to overcome all the cancer in their body. Let's pray together. Thank you. also pray for the community who are in sick and also for their spiritual salvation. We pray that the Holy Spirit open their heart so that they can see Jesus and accept Jesus as their Savior. Let's pray together. Pray for community who are in weak condition. We pray that God will heal them one by one. We pray for community who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Let us pray with one heart for mission work in China. We pray for SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, and all missionaries who serve in China. We pray in this new normal situation, they still have chance to share the gospel and pastoring the church in that area. Let's pray together. We pray for our board member, PSEM, PNET, Kiwan, and all brothers and sisters. We pray that God will lead all board members in ministry, leading this church. Let's pray together. Pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men's Ministry, Woman Ministry, We pray for all activity that they have done that can bring fellowship among men and women in our church. Let's pray together. Pray for SP 2.0 for building and resources. We believe that God will prepare the best for us. Let's pray for house church activity, both using Zoom or normal fellowship. We pray that God will bless all house church activity tonight. Last one, let's pray for Hong Kong. Hong Kong is not belong to China or US or Hong Kong. Hong Kong is belong to God. God loves Hong Kong. Let's pray for Hong Kong so that God can show His love and power, justice for Hong Kong. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for being with us in this beautiful time. But not only in this place, Father, but whenever we go, go with us, Father. Because when you go with us, we have peace and joy. We can share this peace and joy for other people. Thank you, Father. We submit our life into your hand. We know that you will go with us wherever we go, to bring peace for other people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day.